Beloved friends, the preparation for the lesson was prepared by Hever 2 and the Carmiel 10. The connection between the two tens created a common heart towards the Purim convention that's upon us, where we're commanded to be in joy. The topic of our lesson is joy with good deeds. We are before an immense opportunity where we will be able to, with the help of the Creator, to feel joy in our hearts. And with a common effort, where this joy will come with us into this lesson. Now each of us will think in his heart, what is the purpose of this preparation for me? Again, what is the purpose of this preparation for me?
Yes, dear beloved brothers, preparation, friends, preparation for what? We didn't just take these few seconds. We want to clear our minds and our whatever we have within us and come clean into this holy place that the Creator set up for us. And for this, I want us to all thank the Creator from our heart, who gave us the power, the importance, the yearning, all those beautiful words we say every day. But let's not just say them, but utter them from the heart. Let's prepare our hearts right now for this very special moment that awaits us tomorrow, but today we are preparing for it. Preparation for Purim. And we shall turn it upside down, friends, as it says. And we do it with joy. When we say, open the hearts, so we want everyone's heart to now vibrate. When I see a friend from Turkey, looking at the screen, what a joy, what importance there is here in the friend, inspiring all of us. That's connection. That's the connection is not in words only. We sometimes need actions, and this is a friend who gives an example. And there are many such friends all over the world. So, what are we asking you, the Creator, in such moments that we gathered here towards this big event that we're going to have tomorrow? So let's all ask together that we will do it with joy. Our good deeds should even be small things. I'll just give you a small example. I have a friend who's a bit of a nudnik, a nagging friend. And sometimes, all of a sudden, he sends me a message I miss you. We love you. It happens that you know this person, it's Shimon Kalman, but you see this message and it fills you with such joy. So let's continue with these good deeds, and with joy we'll go into this lesson together.
Rabash
writes, joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith, to believe that the Creator is good and does good, that there is none above him, although in the situation he is in right now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about. And yet, he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good and doing good. If his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted. And the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith. Again, from Rabash, joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith, to believe that the Creator is good and does good, that there is none above him, although in the situation he is in right now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about. And yet, he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good and doing good. If his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted. And the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith.
What an article, friends. The Rabash articles are our map in spirituality, guiding us to love and joy across separation. And our next stop is the Purim Congress. So let's do this together now. Open our hearts. Let's incorporate with each other and move into a workshop. Here's a question for an active workshop. What good deeds are we lacking in order to reach the convention with true happiness? Again, what good deeds are we lacking in order to reach the convention with true happiness?
What we're missing is to open our hearts, to open the heart before the friends, like we talked about yesterday in our meeting, about the lack that each brings. It's important that this lack will be scrutinized and included from all the friends and all that we, throughout the years that we're together, all that we've absorbed, incorporated in. Now we're coming to this convention.
The good deeds that we lack are just to incorporate all of us into a single desire that becomes a conduit that's connected to the Creator.
The effort to go out of myself and make room for the friends.
Actions that grow the friends so that we later discover the Creator between us.
And an inner request for the benefit of the Creator, of the friends.
Gabriel writes, we lack nothing besides coming with an open heart and a common prayer. And I'll add, to always pray to the Creator to truly connect our hearts.
The effort that we're asking to stabilize between us the greatness of the goal and acts of connection between us and the appeal to the Creator, where each supports the other towards this appeal to the Creator, gives us everything. Everything is revealed from there.
The effort to disappear in the friends, to want them to succeed, to feel their state and not my state, that certainly brings joy.
Our actions are always towards the friends. The extent in which you can help them, how each time this direction, kind of like to take this direction of these are the good deeds, where the Creator is seeking how I can help the friends all the time.
Along with everyone coming with his deficiency, we'll be in confidence that in this convention, in this gathering, we can compensate for all the lacks, and the Creator helps us. And on this day, there's a miracle. And with such confidence, we come to incorporate together and be joyful and see ourselves already in the next state, being close to the Creator in adhesion.
In this state, we have the light, the joy, the correction. We need to hold on to it together between us.
Good deeds are intentions. To think about why we come to this convention, what do we bring with us, what do we do it for?
Dear and beloved World Kli, after incorporating in this beautiful, warm-hearted, heartful connection, let's hear an excerpt from the Zohar that explains to us why joy is so important. Reader, please.
From Zohar for All. The Shekhinah is present only in a whole place, not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy. Again, the Shekhinah is present only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy.
Dear friends, let's make a common effort to ask together for the reforming light to give us a feeling of joy in our common heart and for us to want for the Creator to be revealed in it. We're going to go into a silent workshop. Let's enter into a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.